one. But that was good training, because the next time I was a third mate on a Liberty ship, which was built and launched in Baltimore, Maryland.
What was the name of the first ship you were on?
The Arkansan.
Arkansan.
After the state with it, but ending in A-N, Arkansan.
And when you were third mate for the first time, you were also on the Arkansan the whole time for that whole year?
Yeah.
Okay, and your second ship was Liberty ship?
Yeah, Liberty ship, the Samuel Chase.
Thank you.
And I was still third mate on that voyage, which left let's see. We boarded it on March before it was actually finished. And so we were there as they finished it in the shipyard, which actually was assembled it, assembled the parts, which came in on trains, on flatbeds, like a giant three-dimensional puzzle. And so the shipyard was really a put the ships together without building them stick by stick or piece by piece. They put them together like a puzzle. And that's how they... It was almost assembly, an assembly. The Russians... Russian maritime architects came aboard the ship in Russia, and they wondered out loud in English, how could they build so many ships so quickly? Which is true, because there were 8 Liberty ships in that convoy that went to Russia. Out of 36. So I got ahead of myself. So we loaded cargo in Baltimore. And all finished except for one consignment of cargo, which they said was explosives. And we went to a special dock to load the explosives. I was on watch that morning as the longshoreman prepared to come aboard to load the cargo, which turned out to be 50 tons of dynamite. And when they told me that, I suddenly realized I was riding into a very perilous war, because the Germans were sinking a lot of ships on the east coast of the United States and sitting on 50 tons of dynamite. But there was nothing I could do about it, because I was already third mate in the ship, signed on. And the Lord, our God, knew how I felt, because he spoke to me in audible words from within. I had been baptized in the First Baptist Church of Arlington, Massachusetts in 1933. And so I was a Christian young man. And the Lord spoke to me through the indwelling Holy Spirit. 11 words. And I quote, "You shall never be on a ship sunk by enemy action."